Hey, howdy, and happy Sunday. It's still Thanksgiving weekend. It's Sunday, November 30th. Yesterday, my wife bought me a new guitar for Christmas. It's really nice. It's a Taylor 314 CE. It's not a hugely expensive guitar. It's just, it comes as close as anything I've found to approximating the sound that I get out of my original guitar, which I call Georgie. And Georgie's getting pretty old. And I bought a much more expensive guitar about 9 years ago, and it has better sound than this, but it just, I never fell in love with it. So I'm hoping that I fall in love with this so Guitar George can get a little rest. Anyway, so I'm going to play one of my songs. I'm going to introduce one of my songs to this new guitar. This song was my father's favorite song of all the songs that I wrote. Also, it's a favorite for my friend Charles Reber. It's called the Nose Picking Song. But I was wheeling through a grocery store on the better side of town when I saw a lady in a halter top with her hair hanging down. Her shoes had probably cost her more than the car I drive to work. She was a goddess in a bank vault full of clothes. But she exposed herself as a human being when I saw she was picking her nose. When I was at the bank this morning, I had to answer nature's call, where they ushered me into the washroom at the end of the bigwigs hall. And it was there I saw the president and keeper of the funds standing at the sink until he froze, with his finger up his nostril where I saw he was picking his nose. Well, it's sacred old tradition when you're driving in the car, behind the wheel at rush hour or headed for the bar. And the man invented the Kleenex, God invented the fingernail. And regardless of your case in life, you'll use it without fail. Since the start of time, without exception, from Abraham to Moses, winos, heroes, and average men have been constantly picking their noses. Well, I entered the church this evening, I had guilt inside my heart, so I ducked into confessions about the times I came apart. And the priest and I both bowed our heads in sorrow, guilt, and shame. He said, son, you must repent till kindness grows. I peeked up during absolution and I saw he was picking his nose. It's a sacred old tradition when you're driving in the car, behind the wheel at rush hour or headed for the bar. An old man invented the Kleenex, God invented the fingernail. And regardless of your place in life, you use it without fail. Since the start of time, without exception, from Abraham to Moses, winos, heroes, and average men have been constantly picking their noses. Now I know the world seems full of men being better than the rest, and it's hard to see a welcome mat when you know you're a token guest. Ah, but regardless of their money, power, influence, or place, it is as certain as the wind that always blows. Nobody can withstand the urge to be constantly picking their nose. It's a sacred old tradition when you're driving in the car, behind the wheel at rush hour or headed for the bar. The man invented the Kleenex, God invented the fingernail. And regardless of your place in life, you'll use it without fail. Since the start of time, without exception, from Abraham to Moses, winos, heroes, and average men have been constantly picking their noses. Since the start of time, without exception, from Abraham to Moses, winos, heroes, and average men have been constantly picking their noses.
There you go, first podcast with my
with my new Christmas present Taylor guitar. Have a great week.